Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 29. Now, so last week we talked a lot about the place of divine approval and encounters with the Holy Spirit. The fact that, you know, we were going over our notes from that message preached in January. The fact that, you know, our encounter with the Lord should not be a one-time encounter. God wants to meet us repeatedly as we go. And I'm actually very excited because he's meeting us. Amen. I do believe he's meeting us. We are well positioned. I said we are well positioned. If there's any people that can pray, it is the people in abundant life. I know God is raising up people to pray all over the world. But I am confident in abundant life we will pray. And we will see the hands of God. In the name of Jesus. We will see our God move. He will show up and he will show out. Not a very popular passage. I'm going to try to close by 1 o'clock. So whatever I say to you, it may be halfway done. I'll stop and I'll pick it up next time. You know, there's a very important concept children of God need to be aware of and need to understand. That there is so much more that is going on that is happening beyond what we can see with our natural eyes. There's so much more. And this is very interesting because several years ago, I was studying in this passage. This particular passage is not really, it's not popular. You see, when I read it to you, you may not even remember it. You may not remember that you've ever read this particular passage in the Bible. And yet, this story right here is around one of the most popular stories that we generally talk about in the Old Testament. The story of when the Amalekites came to attack David and the children of Israel, and they carried away their wives, carried away their children. I mean, it was really bad. It was so bad, the king and all his soldiers, when they came to that place, they were weeping. It was very bad. It was really bad. But there was actually a story that precedes that particular story. And several years ago, I was studying around that area, and I know that story caught my eyes. I hadn't actually remembered it for a long time until maybe a couple of weeks or so ago when the Lord took me back there. And that story I had titled, and this is very interesting, I had titled and captioned that story, Divine Approval, Divine Appointment, Divine Approval, Divine Appointment, Dealing with human disapproval, dealing with human disappointment. And I had kind of jotted, you know how I usually do, I write in my Bibles. So that's really where I saw all those notes just a couple of weeks ago. And then kind of went back into it to start studying. But this really does bear talking about in the light of where we are. We're talking a lot about divine appointments, divine approval, and the importance of that, the fact that this should be the priority of our lives. But this story right here tells us something. I don't know who it is, but somebody needed to hear this. Somebody somewhere, I don't know who. Somebody needed to hear about the place of human disapproval and human disappointment, and how sometimes that lines up with divine approval and divine appointment. The fact that you have human disapproval does not mean God disapproves of you. God can approve of you, and human beings can disapprove of you. The fact that people don't show you favor in the moment, temporarily, in the season in which you are, does not mean you lack the favor of God. You need to understand your covenant place with God and always walk confidently in the approval of God that is upon your life. Somebody say amen to this. Now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read that story. It's just 11 verses. And I'm going to read it from the Amplify because it's very easy. Flows very nicely in the Amplify. Let's not read King James because, you know, your mind will be trying to work it out. What does that mean? What does this mean? Amplify just helps us break it down. It's very easy. And then some of the words that I actually need, that I need to allude to are there. So let's see. It's 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes to do this. Wherever I get to, I'm going to stop by 1 o'clock. All right. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 1 Samuel chapter 29 from verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 29 from verse 1. And if you look on your screen, it's right there. Thank you. The Amplified translation is right there. Let's read it together. Here we go. Now, the Philistines gathered all their forces at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by the mountain in Jezreel. As the Philistine lords were passing on by hundreds and by thousands, and David and his men were in the rear with Achish, the Philistine princes said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" Talking about David and his men. "What are these Hebrews doing here?" Achish said to the Philistine princes, "Is not this David, the servant of King Saul of Israel, who has been with me these days and years, and I have found no fault in him since he deserted to me to this day?" And the Philistine princes were angry with Achish. And they said to him, "Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place where you have assigned him. And let him not go down with us to this battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For how could David reconcile himself to his master? Would it not be with the heads of the men here?" This is very similar to what we read about Pharaoh in Exodus chapter 1. verse 5. "Is not this David, of whom they sang to one another in dances? Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Do you know what's going on here? Let me take a minute just to briefly explain talk about what we've just read. So, the Philistine army is a staunch enemy of the Israelite army. You know that. But when David deserted, he joined himself to this army led by Achish that was in league with the head of the Philistine army. And David had been with Achish for many years. David was faithful. He was serving him. Wow, listen to me. Faithfulness pays dividends. Amen. Somebody needed to hear that. Being loyal to God, being loyal to your calling, being loyal to destiny, being loyal to people pays dividends in the long run. Sometimes those rewards come a little later than we want, but they pay dividends, great dividends. Now, David had been loyal to Achish. Was serving him, going in and out, serving him faithfully. And then suddenly, the head of the Philistines found out David was there. And they thought, you remember, who killed the giant, the great giant? What's the name of that great giant? Goliath. Who killed that giant? David. So these Philistines heard that David was there with Achish, serving Achish. And they said, and they're about to go out to war. And they said, "No, this has to change. David has to leave. Achish, drive him out. We don't want David. We don't want anything to do with David." And Achish, who is an ungodly man, he's vouching for David and saying, "He's a loyal man. He's a faithful man. This man has been with me for years, going in and out and helping us and serving us." They said, "No, we don't want him. We don't want him. Is this not the same David that people were singing?" You know how women were singing? They created all these choruses. Saul killed 1,000. David killed 10,000. You remember that's where the problem started with Saul? That's what got David in trouble in the first place. It's the women singing. Be careful how you pay attention to women singing. It's the women singing. They started with all their rappers. David has killed 10,000, but Saul, 1,000. He killed somebody, but it's only 1,000. I mean, and that's where the problem started. So the Philistine army said, is that not the same David? Drive him out. We don't want him. Now let's read on. Verse 6. What's the time? How many minutes? 5 minutes I have here. All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 6. Then Achish called David and said to him, as surely as the Lord lives, you have been honest and upright. And for you to go out and come in with me in the army is good in my sight. For I have found no evil in you from the day of your coming to this day. Watch this. Yet the Lord's do not approve of you. Do you know who approves of David? Even though the Lord's did not approve of him. Do you know who approved of David? David had divine approval. Do you know what divine approval is? The divine approval on your life can never be counteracted by any human disapproval. The favor of God upon your life, you are a child of God's favor. No matter what any human anywhere says, the approval of God upon your life will always speak for you. He said, yet the Lord do not approve of you. So he said, return now and go peaceably so as not to displease the Philistine lords. David said to Achish, he was upset by it. David was disappointed. I want to say to you before I close, pay attention. Don't allow disappointments of life rattle you. Don't allow things that seem to appear apparent rattle you. Because behind what you can see in the natural, God is working. Amen. God is working. Amen. God is working. Amen. David said to Achish, but what have I done? And what have you found in your servant? As long as I've been with you to this day, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my Lord the King. He was so loyal. He was so loyal. The Bible says the faithful man will abound in blessings. He was so loyal. He was so loyal. And Achish said to David, I know that you are blameless in my sight. You are as an angel of God. Oh God. Nevertheless, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go out with us to the battle. So now arise. So Achish was not going to change his mind. It was not up to him. So now rise up early in the morning with your master servants who have come with you. And as soon as you are up and you have light, depart. Verse 11. So David and his men rose up early in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. But the Philistines went up to Jezreel to fight against Israel. So let's close right here. So David left in disappointment because he really wanted to be in this fight. For some reason, this was a dream that seemed to be taken away from him. This was a goal he had set. He had prepared himself and his men for this opportunity. He believed this was a divine opportunity for him. Suddenly, for no fault, out of no fault of his own making, he is not allowed to participate in this opportunity. He was broken. He was disappointed. But I'm going to close and leave you with these words. In every one of your disappointments, as you keep walking with the Lord, remind yourself, God is working. God is working. Do you know that if David had not been sent back and been sent away by Achish through this disappointing experience, do you know he would never, 1 Samuel chapter 30 would never have happened? He would never have known that the Amalekites had invaded his home, he would never have known. The reason he found out was because Achish insisted he go back home. And even though he was disappointed, even though he was hurt, when they got back home, they found out just a few days ago, the Amalekites had invaded their home, carried away all the women. You can go read 1 Samuel chapter 30 yourself. Remember this, where they all fell down weeping and crying. And David said, he called for the what's that person? The effort. He said, what shall I do? He said, pursue! Overtake, recover all. Hallelujah. Pursue over. The blessing that David reaped as a result of this disappointment could never ever be measured in human understanding. Something big was waiting for him. And that disappointment was the bridge to the big. I love that. I didn't come up with that. I think Holy Spirit did. The big disappointment was the bridge to the big that had been prepared for him. And I dare say to you, somebody hear me this year, 2022, there are some bigs prepared for you. There are some bigs prepared for you. Somebody said, that's not good English. It's good English right now. There are some bigs prepared for you. And every disappointment is a bridge to the big that has been prepared for you. You have divine approval. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you experience. You have divine approval. And that divine approval is going to open doors. Divine approval is going to... You know what? David got so much. And this point right here was actually, finally, where David, God paved the way for him to become king in Israel. That war that he missed out on. After that war, Saul got killed and David got promoted. But he was not a part of the war. He was a part of a different war. God had a different war planned for him. And the war that was planned for him was the war that was supposed to bring him into his place of glory. As I close, God approves of you, children of God. That divine approval is working for you. Amen. Don't worry about your disappointments. Let me read this line to you. Some major disappointments you experience in life may be an outworking of divine appointment. Amen. Some major disappointments you experience in life may be an outworking of divine appointment. Amen. And some human disapproval you encounter may be an outworking of divine approval. So focus and walk confidently in the approval of God upon your life. Did you receive that? Come on, let's stand to our feet and close. Let's thank God. I have divine approval. Say that. I have divine approval. God approves of me. I have the favor of God working in my life. And regardless of what I see or don't see, I'm confident. God is working. Come on, lift up your hands wherever you are. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we honor you today. We give you the glory and the praise. We give you the glory and the praise. We give you the glory and the praise. Thank you, Father, for the bounty that is ahead of us. Thank you for the big that is ahead of us. Thank you for the big that is ahead of us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We take every land. We take every inheritance. We take every promotion. We take every breakthrough. We take every blessing. We take every divine connection. Where somebody said no, we know you said yes. Where somebody said no, we know you said yes. And if Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Jesus says yes. Jesus says yes. Jesus says yes. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be in your house today. For everyone that has come to worship. all your precious people, those that are here with us in person and those that join online. We celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate your mighty hands upon our lives. We see you working. We see you working. We see you working. Even when it doesn't appear apparent, we see you working. We see you working. We see you working. Keep on working, Lord. Keep on working. Don't stop. Keep on working. Keep on working. We're thankful. Keep on working. Keep on working. Bless your people this week. Show up for them everywhere they go. Those who knock on doors, let those doors be open to them. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Do miraculous things. We'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.